when Tu B'Shvat comes, so most people, they get into the fruit-eating mode. That's the Yontif, eating the fruits. And the Mishabura Taka brings down, and Simin Reish Chafei, he brings down that there's an Indian to make sure that you eat from all the fruits of the year. Yerushalmi says, they're supposed to eat from all of the fruits of the year, and it shows the person's appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, Schatzis, he gives to the world, fruits, and this. The only thing is that with the mode of fruits comes with the words of the Pri Chodosh in Simin Pei Dalet, that the Pri Chodosh writes, why is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many warnings against bugs? I should read the Torah stuff. Is that Pella? It's so strange. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you know, don't eat the ones that crawl on the floor. For those you get 5 malchus. The ones that are flying, you get 6 malchus, the Gemara says. For the ones that can do the backstroke, you get 4 malchus. Back and forth, all these things. What's who's eating these things? It's such a big problem. I mean, who's eating these little critters? They're terrible. Who's eating? So the Pri Chodosh says, why the Torah gave us so many warnings. It's the, of all of the Isurim that we have, it's the most packed salad with Isurim. Of all of them. Mamash Chazir, you don't get 5 malchus. Nothing. What's the pshat? Says the Pri Chodosh, because the Ribbono Shel Olam knew there's going to be fruit. And he knows that in fruits, vegetables sometimes, but he knows in fruits and vegetables that they're packed with bugs. That's the Mitzvah. So Mele, he wanted to give a person a hergish that he better be checking. He better be checking his fruits and vegetables. So he warned him 5 times, 6 times, 4 times, depending on the, you know, is it a spider mite, is it an aphid, is it a thrip, is it this one, that one. He's warning him many times, make sure you check. Because Taka, this is Chamesh Lavim. So this is a little bit of Akdama that the Nezer writes in Yerodeya. The Iker Kedushas Yisrael, the Iker Kedusha of Klal Yisrael is dependent on this. It's dependent on the, you know, you are what you eat. It's kipshuta, Rabbi Yisai. That's what Chazal tell us. The Gemara Yumad Lamates. The Gemara says, you are what you eat. If you eat these things that are metamtim yolev, that becomes you. So these are, that's why it's very important. You know, they used to give in America, I don't know anymore, but they used to give boxa. Still give it out on Tu B'Shvat? Boxa. No one knows this. Caribs, boxa. You know the boxa? First of all, the stuff is dreadful. You know, because you're getting it later on in life, you're getting it when it's dry. When you get it fresh, it's wonderful. It's such a wonderful thing. When you get it dry, and we thought it's like some kind of a terrible oinish that you have to eat this box. No one knows what I'm talking about. They don't have box anymore. No?
You can't play it. They don't know it. You can play
with it. You used to fling it at dog fling, right? You know, it was but these things, you should know, like for example, just these simple things, they're filled, right? Filled, packed with bugs, packed with worms. And it's a big aside, by side. What's worse than finding a worm in your apple? What's worse? There's only one thing worse, finding half a worm. That's why you have to be very, very careful. You have to be careful with these halachas. Let's try to go a little bit through the halachas. They are tremendous. Basically, half a worm means you ate the other half, you know. And if you ate the other half, you also ate his wife and children. Who knows what went on in there? Don't ask. So, you know, in certain vegetables, fruits, like for example, figs, the question is not, did you find the questions aren't, are they bugs? Are there bugs in the fig? The question is, how many are there? I mean, this thing, mamish, these things are packed. So if you don't know how to do it, you don't know how to check it, right? Talk to somebody who does. They give out papers before Tu B'Shvat a lot of times. They tell you how to check these things. It's not so scary. It's not so scary. People think it's like you have to be some kind of a nuclear physicist and you have to know about protons and croutons, all different things in order to. It's not such a big deal. Bugs, you can see them. You open them up. Some things you have to wash. Some things it's not possible to get them off the washing. There's sheets that come around and you'll be able to do it. But let's at least discuss in the halacha a little bit. You know, some things we hear. Like, for example, how do you eat jam? Jelly. How do you eat the stuff? It's not just there's some guy in New Hampshire, and right now he's got a factory and he's taking strawberries and he's smashing them up. So we know inside there there's mamish, there's thousands, there's shtiblach and full guys, thousands of bugs. There's no shayla. So how do you eat the jelly? And there's no shayla. No one argues on this. There's thousands and thousands. How do you eat the jelly? For example, you know, many things. Well, we'll see. Many things that we eat. So we done a little bit to understand the sugya, a little bit. I just want to make one thing very clear. Because some people think that bugs and all these things, they think it's like a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. You know, trumas, maisris, shemitah, bugs, right? And I'll explain to you where this mistake came from. In 1939, there's a wonderful creation that was created, was called DDT. Aditi is a wonderful thing. What it does is you take it, you spray it on the fruits and the vegetables, right? And it's mamish, it's foolproof. Right? The bugs are mamish, they can't take the stuff. It's terrible, it's mamish, it kills all the bugs in sight, right? It kills bugs even that aren't inside, it kills everything. Right? Yes. So then this is what they did for years until 1970. They sprayed on and that's why Taka, in America, these halachas say that all the paiskim, the Taz says it 7 times in Simen Pei Daled. The Shach says it also, the Prima Gadim says it about 15 times in the Simen Pei Daled. Everything depends on the time and the climate. A person that says, you know, oh, we don't have bugs, you know, maybe it's very possible in that climate and that time. So Taka for 30 years in America, America's more or less bug-free. And you didn't have to check lettuce, you didn't have to check cauliflower, you didn't have to check broccoli, even the things that are the most muxic in Thailand, the most compact, totally filled with bugs, you didn't have to check. Was because they sprayed them and they made it that the bugs died. The only thing was in 1970, they found out, you know, this DDT stuff, right, we could use it on the Vietnamese. What happened? They saw that some of them were born after 4 or 5 legs. Right? Some of them have 3 or 4 ears. It's very interesting. Imagine you have 3 or 4 ears. Where do you put the other one? What do you do over here? It's going to look so strange. Right? Some on the back. Yeah. So what? Because DDT, then they realized, hey, this stuff might be dangerous. Yeah. So then the FDA got hold of this information and said, that's very bad. Right? So they stopped using DDT. Stopped using DDT. And now, if you look in the FDA rules, and I forgot to bring in the paper, I'm sorry, maybe I'll bring it on Sunday, but the FDA rules are, so how many, you know, because now they have a problem. On the one hand, right, you have to have some bugs. It's not shayich. I'm telling you, the mitzvah is if you have in a lettuce and this, to think that there's no bugs, it's ridiculous. Avada and cauliflower and the leafy vegetables, broccoli, they're for sure bugs. There's no shayich. No one argues on that. The shayich and the halachas we'll see later. The existence of the bugs, no one argues on. Only on Marotzim Gedolim. There's no shayich in the world. There are bugs in these things. No one argues on that. That's yeah. We'll see later in the halacha. But no, so the FDA is a big problem. They can't say no bugs. Right? So what do they do? So now they say bugs are very high in protein. Right? So the only thing the FDA is makbid on is they're very makbid, it's very high. So they're makbid on one thing. If you look in the FDA, there can't be too many bugs because then you'll be eating and the fly cauliflower start walking away. You know? So that they're makbid on. Imagine everyone eating a strawberry. And I was like, hey, where are you going? You know? It's not a problem if you have 4 arms because then one of them can. But that's the mice. So I'll give you an example. You won't believe me. That's why I'm going to show you on the paper. Don't believe me. Please don't believe me. On one. I don't want to say kizai, it's one serving. I don't know exactly. A serving is like, I think, half of a plastic cup, right? One serving, I don't mean a serving like a, I mean in the shyness, the language of the, not the poiskim, of the doctor, scientist, and physicist, whatever. The, one serving of, let's say, for example, cauliflower. Not a head of cauliflower, poise. Not a head, like this big. I mean like a little thing, right? So the FDA allows up to 40 aphids, right? 50 thrips, or 60 spider mites, not more, right? More, they'll start walking away. So you know, I can't have that, it's a matzah, right? But that's 40 times, so I'll tell you like this, the aphid, they taka can walk, the other ones, they can fly. If you make a cheshbin, right, bekitzer, it's about, you know, like 28,000 lavin, bekitzer. It's mamish very, very serious. And the FDA has no problem with, which is understandable, they're high in protein, right? And that's, okay. So now, you realize there's bugs, so let's talk tachlis. Let's talk tachlis and halacha a minute and see what we can the mice do. So let's go in order. Number one is that to eat these things by themselves, to eat these little critters, each one by himself. So that's the concept I think you saw today a little bit. That's the concept of beria. No one's doing that. No one's doing that. The concept of beria, eating it by itself. If you eat it, you don't even need a kezias. Special rules. Special rules. Since he's intact, you see arms, legs, you know, tefillin marks still, that works, huh? So since he's mamish intact, so even if you eat him by himself, you're chayiv 5 malkis, 6 malkis, 4 will flog you just the butt. That's not negeya. What's negeya us is chalila, but what's negeya us more is the situation of where you have bugs that are in vegetables and fruit. What's the difference? So in halacha, there's a concept you all know called bittul. Listen closely. I'll give you the biggest sites of life today, which are people they don't know and they don't understand. It's so simple. So simple. People get like a mental block. You know, you hear things like this, bittul and this. You think, oh, it's going to be your day. I can't understand. It's very simple. Very, very simple. You have a strawberry, let's say. Okay? So now we said, fine, so there's a bug in there. They say, I can't see it. I don't see it. So the first thing we have to discuss is bittul. Bittul means that if you have inside, let's say, a head of cauliflower, a head of broccoli, so there, he's in there. If I can't see him, so sorry, he's bittul. He's bittul, right? We know that's a basic concept in bittul. I'll admit that it's not 60 times the amount You know, there certainly is 60 times the amount of bugs and whatever. And Taka, when it comes to Yavish, be Yavish, you don't even need 60 times. I'm oversimplifying. You just need Bittel. You have Bittel, L'chayim. Yeah, bitter. But here is a klal that the Shulchan Aruch brings from the Gemara in Chulin, that we do not say something is bitter when he's a barrier. Barrier means when he's fully intact. And we'll see, even if he's missing one antenna, he's no longer called a barrier. But if he's got everything, he's got his arms, he's got the shoes, everything, right? If he has everything that he started with, he's called a barrier. A barrier can't be bitter. Which means that you have over here a tiny fly, for example, and you see him. You see him. He ran out of steam. He's flying over your child, and you see his right? And you see all of a sudden your Shema Yisrael Hashem Kesha, and he's going down, right? And he goes into your child. So now you know he's in there. You know he's in there. Hey, hey, hey! You look at the child. There's Kishka. There's me. There's oh, hey, hey! Where's he? Where's Steve? Where is he? Where is he? Looking around, you don't see him. Is that the barrier? So he's battle. What do you want from me? I'm looking and looking. I can't find him. What do you want? Huh? A bit tighter. So he said, he's bottle. He's bottle. I can't find him, right? You all know there's a concept of bittle, bottle. No. So what's the answer? No, we don't say barrier. We don't say bittle, barrier. Good, that's your site number one. You can have, we hold 1,000 times. We train him not like this, but we pass in halacha, there could be 100,000 times that bug. If you know he's in there, he's not bottle. You can't eat the whole challah. Good? That's number one. Not bad, right? But that's it for, now if it would be a soup, not so bad, right? Then you could strain it, whatever, you'd be able to, you know, that we'll be saying that it was strained and whatever, you'll be, there's eights. But just the idea I want there to have. So that's why you have it in front of you, you have a piece of cauliflower, and you know in there that there's a ganze mishpach in there, and there's, you know, there's a whole shtiblach in there. So now you know, you can't eat it, I can't see it, that wouldn't be an answer. Number one.
Are you allowed to assume that if it fell into your chalent that it wasn't a complete, maybe like its wing was...
Oh, we're going to get there. You might have had a heart attack, you might have lost a wing, you might have this, right? But we're going to get there. But I'm just saying the concept right now. You see him go in there, and he looks like a gesunter fly. Sometimes you see the, you know, the big ones, right? Yeah, the ones, you know, the guys like, you know, ping, that type of cover. Right? So you see him go, give, you know he's not losing wings, not antenna. We'll get there. But the idea is I want first to make sure we make it very clear. That's number one. Number two, the second idea in this is, so who says you could say, you know, forget Bittel over here. You know, who says that if you're able to check, maybe it's there. He's sitting in a corner somewhere. He's sitting, he's nice and warm in the chalent, he's nice in the potato on the side. And he said he's nestled up against the corner. He's reading a safe. Who says that you could say over here the concept bichlal of Bittel? Maybe Bittel is something that, you know, it's not. Here he's sitting there, I just don't see it. I'm looking all around. If I, you know, Bittel is, let's say we have, for example, you know, something's in there, I can't see it anymore, it's not possible to be seen or whatever. Right? So it's another Shiloh. That's already a little bit not so simple as you realize. Because what do you mean? If you can't see it, it's Bittel. Right? You can't see him, he's not around. But just I'm giving you ideas what to work with. Okay. Now let's go in order. Now, in the world of vegetables, fruits, there's rules. The rules are like this. If you have a min, listen very close, it's very simple. But if you have an item, let's say, I keep talking about my friend, the broccoli, the cauliflower. Yeah, broccoli. So now we have to figure out now, who says I have to worry when it was a chalent? I certainly don't have to worry flies went into my chalent. Right? It's not something that's not the device you make. Right? Who says I have to worry that there are flies inside my broccoli? Who says I have to worry? Which would require me to check and take them out or wash them off properly, etc., etc. So this is the klal known as mochzik, miyat hamotzi, and miyat ein hamotzi. Very simple klal. Mochzik means if you have something, if you have a head of lettuce, right? And rave of the times in the head of lettuce, you're going to find bugs. So that means that min ha-toira, you're responsible to check. Because rave of the situation in front of you, there's always going to be bugs, and we know there's no bittel. Okay, that's if it would be a rave of that produce. Okay, I'll give you names and faces in a moment. If it's a miyat hamotzi, if it's, let's say, the Mishkan Siyag is 10% of the time. 10% of the time when you look in this vegetable and this fruit, 10% of the time, it's normal to find a bug. So it's not rave of the time. It's not 50% of the time. 10% of the time. So then we say, midrabanan, you're mechuyev to check. It's a little bit of a suffix. You know, it's a possibility there's going to be farm animals in here, and a possibility there's not going to be. So 10% of the time, you're midrabanan mechuyev to check. Now, under that, let's say I have a type of a, for example, you have, you know, let's say, I don't know, an apple, right? An apple, we always heard about the worm in the apple, right? But it's a miyat she'enoi motzi. It's something that's uncommon to find inside. So therefore, when I have in front of me an apple, I don't have to assume that there's a creature in here. And then I can eat it without checking. So this is the second rule. The first rule is that if I would have him in here, he's not bottle. If I have him in here, he can't be bottle as long as he's intact. Number one. Number two is that at what point do I have to check? At what point is it incumbent upon me to worry there's something in there? Say if there's mukzik, then for sure you have to check. If it's a miyat matzvah, it's 10% chances and whatever that there's bugs in here, then you midrash rabbanan have to check. If it's a miyat chayin matzvah, then you don't have to check. Very simple. That's rule number two.
Where are the percentages?
What?
Where's the line?
Oh, so this is a very, very big problem in kashrus agencies. And the consumer has a right to know. So you have to know what exactly is your... What, Rabbi Zayn, if I tell you 10% is that we're going to figure out if do 10% of this vegetable have bugs. So what does that mean? I'll give you an example. If I look at a head of lettuce, right? In a head of lettuce, there's 25 leaves of lettuce, okay? 25 leaves of lettuce in a head of lettuce. Now, do I look at the leaf and I say, you know, do I look at one head of lettuce? Think about it for a moment. If I look at one head of lettuce and I say 10% of the leaves in this lettuce have a bug, okay? So maybe it's very possible not, okay? Very possible. But if I take 10 heads of lettuce, right, and I'm going to say now 10% of the heads of lettuce are going to have a bug, probably, right? I mean, if you have 10 heads of lettuce, so there's going to be a bug in those 10 heads of lettuce. There's going to be one bug, and all you need is one bug out of the 10 heads of lettuce. So how do I look? If I would look at one head of lettuce, and I would say it's the 10% of the leaves in this lettuce have bugs, you realize that it's not so simple, you know? And this is a very, 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 very difficult thing to be. I'll give you an example more practical. Raisins. Raisins. When you have 10 boxes of raisins, yeah, so then, you know, it's Mojit Tachin, you're going to have a creature in there. It's very possible. 10 boxes of raisins, there might be a farm animal in there. Maybe it could fly, maybe it could swim, right? That's for sure in 10 boxes. But if you have one box, those little sun-made raisins, you know, you have one box, 10% of the box is going to have bugs? Probably not, right? Again, so this is something very, very difficult to be kaveya, and this is where a lot of the fights in the kashrus agencies start, right? In other words, for example, the seichel would have told us, this is the answer from Leviashiv, seichel would have told us that we look at portions, right? You could say, if you want to start going, you know, extremely, you know, global, you could say, well, maybe we look at 10% of the individual. So if you have a piece of rice, so you'll never have to check rice. Right? Because 10% of, when I have 10 pieces of rice, do they have a bug? No. Otherwise, the stuff would look like chocolate chip punch, it would look a ferlich, right? So that's not the reality. So Vyashiv, I once heard from Vyashiv that we look at servings. 10%, what's a serving? Serving is what we call serving. Servings is the amount that you're served. So for example, you know, I guess, you know, a raisin box, to feed this, gonna come out, that we don't look at the serve, we, no, let's see, how would we say it? Yeah, we would look at the box itself. We'll come out a little bit of a cooler. Right? Now, a raisin box is a serving. Right? A raisin box itself. 10% of that box usually doesn't have bugs.
Lettuce also.
What?
Lettuce also.
Lettuce, it depends. Lettuce, not
serving
so simple.
Serving is not that big.
What?
Serving is three leaves, I'm saying.
You mean, if we were looking at him himself?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is that, so maybe we look at, what's the name of the fellow, the cook? The what?
Yehuda. Avram.
Yehuda? What? Avram. The cook.
I served the yeshiva.
Yeah. Avram. Yeah. So when he's doing it, so maybe we should look at the person who's the caterer, right? When he has it in front of him, the person who's checking, so maybe he has. So this is very not simple. I'm telling you right now, it's something we can't really go into in the shiur. I just want you to have the concept, but you realize there could be tremendous discrepancies. You can have one kashrus agency telling you that this thing is b'chlal not a problem in kashrus. I don't know what the other guys are screaming about, right? And they're telling you, wow, this thing is muchzik b'talayim. This thing is not something that's a miyat shein matzah. It's muktzik. Obviously, what's the pshat? They're not arguing. This is where a lot of the confusion starts. People think they're arguing, are there bugs? It's a joke. A lot of them are arguing, are there bugs? There's definitely bugs. They're arguing on how to figure out the miyat matzah, the muktzik. But this is not a big topic, and we'll hold off. I'm only answering because you asked it, but let's hold off on that.
10%, that's the...
What?
When you say 10, is the bedafka 10%?
10%. 10%. He goes 10% to 50, whatever. 10% to 50. It's Mishkanes Yanka.
Oh.
10 to 50. It's called Miyata Matzi. Under, yeah, under. We assume that it's not here. We could take on it's not here. Okay. Now, there's one more thing, Rabbi said, which is very important. It's the third rule, and then you can start Hilchus Bogs. Then you'll know what to do for the rest of your life. The third rule is that, like you were asking before, if he's no longer a Beria, right? He's missing an arm, right? Missing a leg, an antenna, a wing, right? Whatever it could be, right? So, in all these cases, he's no longer called a Beria, right? He's missing anything of the above, even if it doesn't make him a mu'min kachim. Yeah? He's missing any of the above, he's no longer a barrier. Now this is a savior in the world. Why? Because then for sure, once he's not a barrier, he's batal. Right? Now, the only thing is like this. We know there's a rule called Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechatchila. You're not allowed to take a piece of chazer or a piece of ant, right? An uncle or whatever, throw it in the chalent, even a chalik of it. You can't put it in the chalent and, you know, well, it's bottle, I can't see it. That's called Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechatchila. You're not allowed to be Mevatlin Isser. You're not allowed to go and create the situation of Betel. So now we have to declare, am I allowed to take a bunch of strawberries? We all know strawberries have bugs. Okay. Now, I might not take a bunch of strawberries, and let's say they are, probably strawberries are mi'at ha-motzi. If you go percentages and figuring it out, they're probably mi'at ha-motzi. I told you, this is the hard part, which is hard to discuss during the shiur, but let's say it's about 20% of servings or whatever. I might not take those strawberries now, and I'll blender them, right? You know, and I'm chopping them up, right? An axe murder, his mommy, she's killing these bugs. He's going, mama. So now, there's no shaila that, you know, all the bugs that were there, right, are certainly having dismemberment, right, leg amputations, etc. And the assumption is that there's no longer berries here. And now I can't see it, and that's bittul. Now let's go in order. The jam and the jelly that you get from that goy, where was he? I forgot where he met. New Hampshire. That the goy from New Hampshire made it. You're getting it when it's in front of you. Right? When you get it at this point, the guy, when he did it, he wasn't trying to be mevatel isser lechatchila. He was trying to make jelly. He was trying to make jam. So when he did it, so what did he do? He smashed up the bugs. The bugs now are dismembered. Now they're no longer a barrier. Now they're batel. When I get it in front of me, I didn't mevatel any isser lechatchila. So he did it. So he's a guy. There's no problem for a guy to do this. So therefore, that's for sure mutter, and that's the answer. That's why you're allowed to eat jam and jelly and all these things. You know, there's no shayla. That's very simple. Right? The shaila there is that when you have a Yiddish person, you have a Jew, you have the cook, right? You have your wife, right? And she's making a cake or a jam, or she wants to buy the strawberries. Is she allowed to blenderize them? Right? Or for example, you were asking before, the bug that fell into a chalet. Right? So now it's a suffix, at least if his wing fell off. Cooking is a suffix. Does a wing fall off? Does a leg fall off? You know, if it's mamish hot and boiling, if it's not, so then it's a character. He's very happy in the atmosphere there. But if it's boiling and whatever. So then there's a suffix that a leg fell off, an arm fell off, etc., etc. Right? So now let's use these rules and put them into play. For example, 2 days ago, a lady called me and she accidentally made the challah. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to sift the challah. You have to sift the don't sift challah. You have to sift the flour, right? Because of the bugs. Right? You have to check and whatever. Fine. It might be a miyat. It depends on how you figure it out. Whatever. But it's probably a miyat. Maybe it's a miyat hamotzi, maybe it's a bit of a chumra, I'm not getting involved right now, but let's assume for a moment it would be a miyat hamotzi. And therefore you'd have to check the flour. In a bag of flour, you'd have to assume that 1 in 10 bags of flour would have a bug, so therefore you'd have to check. Now, she forgot to do that, okay? So now she made the bread. She made the bread, right? So let's go on. If it would be that in this bag of flour, it was muchzak, there was vadai a fly in here, there was vadai something in here, you know, we assume because it's muchzak. So now, all I have is one suffix. I have one suffix. What's a suffix? Then now when she made the challah, right? So perhaps he got crushed, right? Perhaps he got crushed in the process, etc. No, and then you have to remember, I say, these fellows are very, very small, right? They're very, very small. They're not microscopic, because the Chayyadim says anything microscopic, it's not my responsibility. The Baruch Shalom, you know, right now, I just ate an entire shtiebel, right? Of bacteria and whatever, right? Plus you can't imagine, right? This is now, you know, I just ate the bells are aphids, they're tiny, these guys. So those we're not responsible for. Anything microscopic, you're not responsible for. Now, Agav, if you see a dot, right? And you just don't know, he's got arms, legs, ain't a cloth, and whatever, but you see a dot, that's called you're seeing him. The fact that you can't see the necktie, the work, the hat, that doesn't make a difference. The first, once you see the dot, that's called you're able to see. That's no longer called microscopic. And the fact that I just thought, well, I thought it was a dot, that just means you don't know. That doesn't work over here. That's not called microscopic, obviously. Okay, but now, so in this case, so I said, the challah is mutter b'di'evet. Now, b'di'evet, I don't mean like, you know, you shouldn't eat it if you're a big tzaddik. It's mutter. What's the job? She didn't mevatel it l'chatchila. She wasn't trying to do the esser, number one. Number two, it's not pshat that there's a vadoyis over here that you have to check. If there would be a vadoyis that you have to check, so now I have a suffix and a suffix deraisa, so it's a problem, right? Here, what's the case? The case is it's a miyat hamotzi. You should check, midra bono. Okay? So, suffix number one, maybe there's no bug bichlal, right? Which is a suffix, it's not moksak. Suffix number two is maybe he's been dismembered, right? Sveik sveika, you can eat the chale, isn't the hate. Good? That's how you have to down the sugya, okay? The mashal, I'll give you an example. You take the strawberries, right? This is a big world war. most places can say, if you take the strawberries and you, let's say, you wash them off properly with soap and mamish, and you do a good job and whatever, and then you cut off the top, right? Mamish scrubbing and this, and you cut off the top. So now, it started out maybe a mi'ata matzli of strawberries that have bugs, right? But after going through the scrubbing process, what I did was I knocked it down from a miyat amatzi to a miyat she'enoi matzi. In other words, it was now a 20% chance I'd find the bug. Now it's a 7% chance I'd find the bug. Because it doesn't knock him off the gamre with the scrubbing and whatever, because one of them still could be clinging for his life, but it's a miyat she'enoi. So now that's a shayla melacha. Do we say that once you had a responsibility to check for the bug, so now, because you know there could be bugs there, so now we don't allow you to eat it unless you go the hedge and take everything off. Not that you waited till it got to the point of where it's only 7%. You have to make it go down to 0%. In other words, you could have heard such a svara. You could have heard that once I had a requirement to check, so now I have to make it that it's the dice. And this again is a big world war in lots of the kashrus agencies. What they'll do is they'll have, let's say, you know, the lettuce matzav and this, and they'll go and wash and spray and this and that and whatever and da-da-da. Okay? And then afterward, they say that after their washing process, it now creates that the situation is not that it's going to be a mi'at ha-matzi of lettuce that you'll find in front of you. What you're going to find in front of you is a mi'at she'enoi matzi. And when I'm holding in front of me a mi'at she'enoi matzi, I'm not mechuyev to check. This is a world war. Do we say no? Once you have a requirement to check, so now you have to check out of sight and you have to get rid of everybody. Another world war. Another issue you have to know is people think, you know, frozen vegetables. You ever wonder, what is this? We know, like, boydik and these things. What's the shot frozen? I'll tell you the truth is, it's the opposite. If you freeze these guys, all right, so then what? They stay intact much better. So why would frozen help? What's the shot frozen? What does it mean, frozen? So frozen is not a lump, it's a frozen. It's not shot that they freeze the vegetables or something. It's a, you know, once you freeze the vegetables, so he's whatever, he's not a problem anymore. That's not the shot. The shot is very simple. The shot is that boydik, for example, what they do is they study the crops in America or different places, and they will go during a 3 or 4 week period where they know that the infestation of cauliflower, lettuce, whatever it is, all these things in this region, in this time, etc., is of low infestation and maybe under 10%. And then they will take dafka from that produce, like we explained before. It's not like Xeris Akasid, bugs have to be in fruit. It's that it depends on the time, it depends on the climate, it depends on the city, etc., etc., etc. So now what they'll do is they'll freeze those vegetables, those pears, those whatever, and then that's what you're eating. So it's not just that they froze the bugs. Now forget it. They took a produce and they tried to make a produce that is bug free. Okay, that's number two. Now,
yeah. The difference between freezing and flash freezing?
No, not copy this. Not in this shiloh. Not copy this shiloh. That's something else in kashrus. What?
It breaks up the bugs. Nah,
these bugs, they have winter coats. It doesn't scare them. They have scarves, gloves, earmuffs. It doesn't. These things don't talk to them. Flash freezing and whatnot. And if you would be right, there'd be another problem. There'd be a problem of aim of outliness of chatila. What gives me a right to break them apart? You get back into that shayla again. Now, I must tell you that, for example, there are some paiskim that say that if you have things like strawberries, so what you are allowed to do is you're allowed to, now technically, if you think about it, I should not be allowed to buy a strawberry and smash him up and make him into a jam. I shouldn't be allowed to. Maybe the guy we said is allowed to, but I shouldn't be allowed to. Because you had to. So there are some paiskim that say, look, if you buy the strawberry and you wash him, put a few things together here, and you wash him, and you make it that probably now it's a mi'etsh, you wash it with soap and you cut off the tops and whatever, then you probably made it into a mi'etsh enoi matzi now. Shaila, if you did it, right? And now I smash it up, and I'm not smashing it up because I want the bugs. I'm smashing it up because I want it for a cake, or I'm smashing it up for some other reason. So then it's not so simple here that we would apply the rule of ein mevatlim isel chatzchila, because I'm not trying to be mevatl nesser. In other words, if I buy the strawberry and just straight smash it up and make it into my cake, it's a very big shayla. Because ba'etzim, you had a chiyuv to check. Once you had a chiyuv to check, where'd the chiyuv go? You didn't lose the chiyuv to check. So this is basically, this is number one, this is the Seder HaDvarim. And just at least to normalize a few of the concepts of kashrus.
The fly in the chalent
is taka a very serious shayla. Because you know, it's not a mukh, it's vadeh 100% is a fly that went in there. What's a safek if the wing fell off? It's the only safek. So now, if you cooked it, right? If you cooked it, it was when it was boiling. So then, you know, that could be maybe a vadeh. Once I asked this to a certain bug expert, and he disagreed. He said that it's not a bad idea. Yeah, it's hard to believe. I'm saying it's hard to believe. I'm saying he's getting cooked in 250 degrees in there. And Mistama, you know, you could be soymech that the bug went away. I have other cheshbonis here also, that beria is not as into raisa, beria is only into that which we say it's not bottle, is minatayr, it is bottle. So there's certain cheshbonis over here, but akupanim, it's a big shayla. We'll leave it like that. It's a very big shayla. Now, the Rabbi Misayim, there are other cheshbonis here. I just want the oilim to know. There are other cheshbonis here. It's not pshat what people think, right? Insects, very interesting, you must know this. Insects are not aser. Insects aren't aser to eat. The whole shiur is wrong, right? Insects aren't aser to eat. It's a big mistake. The Torah asered, not every insect. The Torah only asered sheretz hashoyretz al aretz. In other words, the case the Gemara talks about is that you have a date tree or something, right? A palm tree. You have a date tree. And the bug was noila. There's different time periods when the bug could be born. It could be born when the fruit is still attached to the tree, or it could be born when the fruit is disattached. So the Mefarshim, the Gemara makes a chilek. It says, if the animal was born on the tree, so that's cool that he was shayritz, he moved. Shayritz means to push it move, right? There must be an English word for shayritz. He, well, crawly.
Creepy crawlies.
Creepy crawlies. Right, so if he moved while he was on the tree, that's called the tree is attached to the ground, and that's called he was shoyrished on the arts. Mashenkin, if he only moved when the peri was disattached, so he was never a shoyritz, al arts. Now, if you think about it, this adds a new dimension, a new suffix to our questions. Every question means every time you have a shayla about your lettuce, your strawberries, your this, that, so you find there's bugs in there. Let's say there would be bugs in there, right? But now I have to say, hey, wait a minute. Maybe the bug was born at what point only after it was detached from the ground. If it was born when it was detached from the ground, so this sheretz never crawled on the ground. He was inside the fruit. Now, if he came out of the fruit, the Paiskim can say it's not pasha. You can't say that anymore. That's why strawberries are a major problem, because it's the bugs, they're not in the fruit a lot of times. They're under the seeds. They're under the little dotloch, right? They're about a tenth the size of that dot. That's why they're difficult to see. But the human eye could see them. On the dollar bill, actually, I don't know if it's on the new ones. The new dollars might be there. But in the old dollar bills, what? No, there's a period. Just a dot, right? It's a United States, USA. U.S.A., right? Yeah? That everyone here can see? If you can't, then Mustama should get glasses. Probably shouldn't be allowed to drive. Right, Mustama? That you can see, no? It's the English pounds, they also have, don't worry. They have little dots too. Right? It says USSR. They have their little dots too. I don't know, right? But so that dot is about double the size of a zadiafid. About double the size. If you cut that dot in half, I did it once. Right? But even though it says you're not allowed to mutilate the dollar, but I thought it wasn't baltashkes, it was for a purpose. Right? But if you take that dot and you cut it in half, right? If you put it together, you can fit like two aphids in there, right? A husband and wife. So you see, you can see it. They're seeable, these chaver. You're able to see them, right? So, Akupanim, today, let me get sikum. You learned a lot of ideas today. It's very important ideas. You have to know this. Number one is you learned a beria is not bottle. Beria means his whole entire, everything's intact. When he's not bottle, so now that's the problem, you can't eat it. When can't I eat it? If I knew that this item was mochzik, I have to check and get rid of him. If it wasn't mochzik, it was a miyachah motzi, I also midu rabbanan have to check, but it's a lower level requirement. Nafgamina, the other cases. Einoi motzi means I don't have to check. I don't have to check an apple. I don't have to check this. The Chayotam says it's a wonderful thing to always check. Why not? You just get into the habit. Just look for a second before you eat. You see a dot. You know, somebody called me on the phone about a month ago. He says, I'm looking at a dot on, an apple, whatever. I have no idea. Okay? So what do? I don't know if it's a bug or not. I said, it's probably cost more money than the phone call. No, maybe just take it off. Okay, thank you, Rabbi Kalish. Okay, you see, you can all be Rabbanim. So simple, so simple. And I'm just going to be Rabbanim. You get it, you see a dot, take it off, right? You go to the mirror in the morning, you're fixing your tefillin, all of a sudden you see a little dot over here. A lot of things you see when you have the tefillin mirror, you start fixing your pay. Right? You see a little dot, what do you do? What do you do? You have a little dot there, what do you do? No, it's not important, I'm davening now. So you start taking out scalpels what is it? It's the same thing. If a bug, so that even when you don't have to check, get into the habit of looking just the time, so that you don't chalila said the chayotam eat something, one of these things. Then a time to delay. They're dreadful, these things. But the halacha, if it's a miyache matzi, you must check midrabanan. Oh, you know matzi under 10%, you don't have to. The last shlav is once his arm fell off, his leg fell off, I can assume then he's no longer a barrier. So then he's batal. Where does that play a role? That plays a role, things that were smashed up. When are we allowed to smash up things in Chatrila? Because of the problem of vein mevatlinus in Chatrila. I was spoke about, it's not so simple that you can go and smash it, but once you wash it off, you put them down a level, so maybe now I can add that together and be allowed to actually smash them up and be allowed to eat the jam. And the last thing is that this thing of frozen, is not exactly a cause of frozen vegetables, is no problem. It's tully in the tsura of that climate and this and that, so they froze from that. Yeah, and the site of kashrus agencies, this is what you have to have a rebbe for. You have to have a rav. You have to ask your rav, do I hold of that kashrus agencies mahalchim? You know, they hold that it's not muchzik. Why? Because, you know, if you put together, you know, chreis, you know, you take one piece of rice and you count up 10 pieces of rice, so not one out of 10. Of course, you realize that's not so simple in halacha. V'chule. So I hope we have a little bit. So now your gay egg is into hey, tu bishvat chagilon. You can go and eat now your carob and your boxer and all your good. Now you know how to check. All right, have a wonderful Shabbat.